Welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan Black Belt, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online, and we are a member of the Believe Network. I hope this episode sounds okay. I am using a different recording platform. Today's episode, we are talking about the 2022 USA Taekwondo Poomsae Grand Slam, which took place this weekend in Colorado Springs, Colorado. What a phenomenal event. I am so excited to have been refereeing and be a part of that event. But before we get into that, let's talk about our sponsor, Bet Online. Basketball is back, and Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on your favorite sports and events, whether NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head over to betonline.ag and join us to receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your award, your rewards. BetOnline, where the gaming starts. Let's be sure to do that, folks. One of the best ways to support this show is to support our sponsors, and that is a great one. There's a lot of betting at and platforms, but that's a good one. So as I said, I had the great opportunity to fly out to Colorado Springs, and for the first time for me, to referee this amazing event. I was originally supposed to referee the Cornell ECTC event, which I am disappointed that I missed. However, there was a greater need for me for this event, which was simply a Poomsae event. There was no sparring at all for this event. It is the equivalent of a G20 event. This is basically the post playoffs, right? This is the late stage playoffs for Taekwondo. So in this event, the top 16 athletes in the world class individual, pairs, and teams, both recognized in freestyle, were invited to this Grand Slam. It's a 20-point event, which is the highest that you can achieve in USAT events, really the equivalent of a G20 event. And the athletes and the teams earn points towards making the team trials, which are going to take place in February of 2023. So, as I said, we had all day, 3 days of Poomsae in beautiful Colorado Springs, a terrific event. There were only about 10 or 12 Poomsae referees there. A lot of the referees were at the IR, Karugi and Poomsae refresher and course in Paris, France. There were some other events that day, but I was fortunate enough to have been selected to attend. And I will tell you, the state of Poomsae is fantastic. High-level coaches, high-level athletes. And as I've said before, and if you look at our prior episode, How Poomsae Saved Taekwondo, it talks a lot about how during COVID, when we weren't able to do sparring, when we weren't able to be in person, how the state of Poomsae and Poomsae training took on a new level of prominence in the world of Taekwondo, and it has not subsided. Poomsae is strong and getting better. As judges, as referees, we are trying and trying our best to make sure that we are giving the most high-level training to be able to view and understand exactly what is happening. We have terrific athletes that have now been doing this for several years, coaches that are really, really top-notch back from the Goyang World Championships, and we are seeing a whole new level of play when it comes to freestyle. Freestyle is becoming greater and greater. If you have ever had the opportunity to view it, you know. If you haven't, freestyle is really, to some degree, a combination of Poomsae and demo. There are certain critical elements which must be done and must be done in order, but athletes have the ability to choose their music for 90 to 100 seconds, and they have the ability to pretty much choreograph their own routine so long as they contain the proper elements in the proper order. And it is really a beauty to behold. These athletes are talented. These athletes are gifted. And I believe that watching freestyle is so exciting and so interesting that it will be what really, really ties people in, draws people in from the spectator aspect. It will be the most exciting, interesting, and most viewed aspect of Taekwondo in the years to come. This was an exciting event. It was really interesting to be, like I said, I've never been in Denver and Colorado before. The high elevation took its toll on some of the athletes. Some of the most gifted and talented athletes were very winded, had a very difficult time, especially after some of these really difficult freestyle events. But that's part of the game, and it was partially equal. We were in beautiful Colorado Springs, which is the home of Olympic headquarters, essentially, for all the U.S. Olympic sports. Certainly, USAT headquarters is there. We do have a new center of excellence in North Carolina, but still the headquarters for USAT is located in Colorado Springs. The people there were wonderful. The scenery beautiful, the mountains, the air was great. Everything about it was really, really memorable. To the USAT organization, they did everything they could to make this a high-level event. And from a referee standpoint, referee chairman Dan Okada, Vice Chair Boyan Kim, Master Boyan Kim, Master Angela de Oliveira really did their best to make sure that we were well-trained, we were well-focused, and that the athletes got the fairest share of good judging for these events so that their trip to Colorado would be worthwhile and that no one would be cheated of their opportunity to make the U.S. national team. If you have the opportunity to see these events, you can check these out on YouTube. All 3 days' worth of events were on YouTube and simulcast on Facebook. I believe they're still available at USA Taekwondo's channel. You can check them out. If you have an interest in getting more involved in freestyle or recognize Pumse, you can always reach out to us. Depending on where you are in the country, we can direct you who to speak to. But like I said, exciting. This was the last major USAT event of 2022, and the first major event of 2022 will be the team trials in both sparring and Pumse. I look forward to seeing you there. We will be continuing to broadcast, obviously, every week, but I look forward to seeing you there. I look forward to seeing you on the mat, and don't forget that this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Thank you, and have a good Thanksgiving.